A very good evening to you from me, Father Emil, and a warm welcome to you and the programme as the sun sets. It's Friday, it's the end of the week, and I hope you're going to have a wonderful weekend of rest and relaxation. Well, thanks for joining me at this time, and do stay with me right through until six. Right, let's begin by asking the Lord to be with us. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
I set my sights on Jesus. I give my heart to the sun. I fix my eyes on Jesus. You give me life to run. On Jesus, I give my heart to the sun. I fix my eyes on every phase of life a test, but Jesus said, I came to give you rest. Come on in. I set my sights on Jesus. I give my heart to the Son.
Rose Day.
come on in. On Jesus, I give my heart to the Son of God. I fix my eyes on Jesus. You give me life to run. On Jesus, I give my heart to the Son. I fix my eyes on Jesus. You give me life to
Lord, keep my soul from death and my feet from stumbling. Psalm 114, a psalm of thanksgiving. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal. For he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name. O Lord, my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just! Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back, my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, and my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord, in the land of the living. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, keep my soul from death and my feet from stumbling. My help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm 120, about God being the protector of his people. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your God. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's God. The Lord is your God and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Your ways are just and true, King of all the ages. Great and wonderful are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All nations shall come and worship you, for your judgments have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Your ways are just and true, King of all the ages. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to be a follower of mine, let him renounce himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For anyone who wants to save his life will lose it, but anyone who loses his life for my sake will find it. What then will a man gain if he owns the whole world and ruins his life? Or what has a man to offer in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and when he does, he will reward each one according to his behavior. I tell you solemnly, there are some of these standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming with his kingdom." Gospel tonight is a tough one, a tough gospel. Indeed, it's a tough one because Jesus is saying, if you want to be a follower of mine, then you must renounce yourself. In other words, there is a cost to discipleship. And there are many people who like to have nice things, nice motor cars, aeroplanes, money, buildings, possessions, and so on. And we live for all these things. And when I've sometimes knocked on the door of some of these people who have got everything and more, they often say, "No, I can't afford it." And one knows, they know, and I know that they are simply lying. They can afford a little contribution, but their faith, their trust, their hope is all in their possessions. And Jesus is saying, if you want to be a follower of mine, you must renounce yourself. So we look at Jesus as he walks along the lakeside and he sees the fishermen. That's their livelihood. They're fishing boats. They're catching fish, selling it to make some money for them to live. And when Jesus calls Peter, James, and John and all these people, what does the gospel tell us? They left everything and followed Jesus. There wasn't any saying, "Well, let me first go and do this or that or the other." And when they did say that sort of thing, then Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead. If you're going to be a follower of mine, you need to drop those nets and come now." There is no shortcut. The cost of discipleship is strong. The cost of discipleship is expensive. And what Jesus is saying is, if you want to be a follower of his, you must renounce yourself and take up your cross and follow me. That's the cost. And unfortunately, there are many who don't. We prefer our nice cars, our nice houses, all the nice things in life. And we forget that Jesus, who was the Son of God, who was the Messiah, he came to serve, not to be served. He gave up everything. He gave his life. He gave up his life. He died on the cross for us. And then many people, I suppose, wanted to follow Jesus, like Andrew and John and so on. They wanted to sit at their right, on his right hand and his left. Their minds were on glory. Their minds were on all the sort of things on this world. And Jesus says, that mustn't be. You need to focus on following me, and to follow me means taking up your cross every day and following him. So, what are our crosses? What are our crosses? Well, there could be our health. It could be the particular situation that we're in life, our marriage, your particular job. Your cross could be just following Jesus very literally. But there's often going to be a cross that we have to pick up if we want to follow Jesus. And there's no easy way out. And the gospel today makes that quite clear. There's no easy solution in following Jesus. If you want to be a follower of mine, you must renounce yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. And your cross is going to be your responsibility, that work that you are doing, that responsibility that you have. Much nicer to lie in bed, much nicer to drive all your fast cars, much nicer to have all your properties and investments and the millions of rands to your name and so on. Much nicer to have all these things. But there must be a preference here. And Jesus is saying, anyone who wants to save his life will lose it. In other words, if we want to be a follower of Jesus, we must prefer to follow Jesus than following all the other things in life. And that's the cost of discipleship. So you look at yourself and ask yourself, what are the things that I have to give up? As I say, there could be all these little things that I'm talking about now. But often it's our own selves, our selfishness, our pride, our wanting more and more, our status and our prestige, all these things that puff us up and make us great in the eyes of the world. Want to be a follower of mine, says Jesus? Give all these things up. Because these are not the things that followers of mine must have. And then he says, what then will a man gain if he owns the whole world? All the property, all the money in the world, the fame, the status, the prestige, the position that you have in the world. You own all these things, and in the end, you've forgotten to love and to forgive and to follow Jesus in your life. You ruin your life. So what does a man gain if he wins the whole world and ruins his life? Or what has a man to offer in exchange for his life? So tonight, my simple question is, let's have a look at our lives and see, what is it that we have? What is it that we have to give up? And I say, it could be material things. It could be our own reputation. It could be that status that we have in life, our prestige, the name we've made for ourselves. Are these things more important than Jesus? How much time do we spend with the Lord each day in prayer? Or are we too busy about all these other things to just give a few minutes, 5 minutes to the Lord each day? So my prayer this evening is that we spend a little time with the Lord. And when we hear the Lord saying, my friend, I love you, but if you want to be a follower of mine, you must renounce yourself and take up your cross, whatever your cross might be. It might be your health. It might be your relationships, your family. It might be all sorts of things that have to do with you in your life. Are you prepared to give up all these things and follow Jesus? It requires strength. It requires faith. And I pray tonight that the Lord will give you the strength and the faith to be prepared to give up everything and to follow Jesus. Thank you. Christ died for our sins, that he might offer us to God. In the body he was put to death, and in the spirit he was raised to life. Christ died for our sins, that he might offer us to God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ died for our sins, that he might offer us to God. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. And now we turn to the Lord in prayer. Christ comforted the widow who had lost her only son, so let us pray to him who will come at the last to wipe away every tear from our eyes. And so we pray, Come, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, you consoled especially the poor and the troubled. Look with mercy on those in any kind of need. The angel brought you the Father's comfort on the eve of your passion. We pray that your comfort may strengthen those who are dying. And let all exiles know your care for them, and may they find their homelands once more and come one day in joy to the Father's house. Look in love on all whose sins have separated them from you. Reconcile them to yourself and to your church. The dead suffered the pain and the loss of human life. Give them the fullness of life and joy in heaven. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Forgive the sins of your people, Lord, and since of ourselves we are unable to do what pleases you, lead us on the way of salvation by the prayers of Mary, the mother of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as God, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
I see the Lord seated on the throne, exalted, and the train of his robe fills the temple with glory, and the whole earth is filled. The whole earth is filled, and the whole earth is filled with his glory.
I See the Lord, a lovely, lovely song there by, oh my goodness, what is his name? Matthew Ward. And that brings us to the end of our evening prayer today. All I can say is have a super weekend, relax, and have a good rest. And I'll be back with you again on Monday morning at 6 o'clock. And so from me, Father Emil, good night and God bless.